BBC Audio now presents Let's Talk About Rama and Sita, a five-part series in which poet and broadcaster Daljit Nagra takes stories from epic Hindu poem The Ramayana into his community and finds the ancient tales alive with contemporary Asian dilemmas.
So we're going to talk about Ramayana or Ramayana. I don't know how you guys say it, but maybe about some of the characters, some of the heroes, in particular, first of all, Rama. Any thoughts you have on Rama? Who would like to start us off?
I think he's quite noble and heroic, and also like because everyone makes mistakes, because like no one's perfect.
I think overall he's very, he's very heroic and courageous.
A good man is one who is prepared to undertake voluntary pains himself for the benefit of his partner, his family, his neighbourhood, his village, his country, and ultimately for the world.
Rama is the hero of Ramayana, which means the journeys of Rama. I grew up in West London and used to hear this epic story from my parents and grandparents during the Indian festivals like Diwali.
My name's Akunda Dee. I'm a Vaishnav Hindu teacher and theologian. I'm based here in Wales at Buckland Hall in the Brecon Beacons. I think the crucial thing is to see the Ramayana on four levels. On one level, it's an adventure story and it's got everything that makes a really good, thrilling story.
My name's Ethan Chohan and I go to Avanti House School in Istanbul. You might think about Rama and like how he overcame his fears and how he got Sita back. Like if you need some courage, like you'd look to him sometime.
On a second level, it's to do with Dharma and, you know, the nuances of morality and behaviour in society.
My name is Shivali Vaya and I go to Avanti House. According to the Ramayana, it's implying that you should obey your mother and father and listen to them, but you still should a bit, but you could try and challenge yourself and be more independent.
There's a further level which many people derive the relationships that are described in Ramayana as bringing out the relationships of the soul with God.
My name is Janvi Kotecha and I am part of Avanti House School in Stanmore.
Being a practicing Hindu, I've been brought up with like all the stories from the Ramayana, and initially I heard about it from my parents. I go to Saturday school on Saturdays as well. In year four I learnt about the Ramayana and we went through each story every week and in depth, and we learnt about what the meaning behind the story was. And I think it helped me now to like, if I have a problem, then I look up to Rama because I pray to him, and he is a great role model to me.
In this section of the story, Rama is about to go into exile for 14 years. Rama is the rightful heir to the throne, but his brother Bharat has now become king. And here we have a discussion between Rama and Bharat, where Bharat wants Rama to become king and Rama refuses because he feels he must follow his father's instructions. Bharat fell at Rama's feet and wept like a young elephant newly captured. Rama calmly said, "Weep not, dear king. You must return to honour our father's wish." But Bharat's riposte was filled with his heart. Rama was born for the highest love, born to rule. Rama, now looking moved, said, "You never desired such majesty, but you must bear the import of the role. You must rise up, becoming king over men. I will rule over beasts in the great forest."
I knew he was a role model in society. I know Rama and Sita were the perfect royal couple.
The composer, Kuljit Bamra, who's written a score for the Ramayana.
I come from a Sikh background, and so I know millions of people follow Rama, but I think I had to do my own research because it wasn't ingrained in my sort of upbringing. But generally, from what I could tell, Rama was, his characteristics are being brave, wise, and dutiful. And there's that whole thing about him competing for Sita's hand in marriage by lifting the bow and then shooting the bow and then breaking the bow in half. So there's something about him being strong as well.
My name is Shilin Radi and I go to Avanti House School in Stanmore. When I was about 5 or 6 years old, that's when I first learned about the Ramayana. But it was only like the basics. And then a couple of years after that, my dad, he brought the cartoon home and it was about the full story. So that's kind of how I learned about it.
So have you read quite a lot of these comics? Is it the comics?
Yeah, because my dad found a website, because I'm quite interested in comics. So he found a website with like Indian comics about, and he found one on the Ramayana, so I read that.
And what about Rama in that comic?
In the comics, he's kind of portrayed as a normal person, but that does like loads of heroic deeds and stuff.
According to India's Vedas, the source of all wisdom of Indian culture and tradition, a good man is a man who is pure, clean in his intentions, in his thoughts, in his speech, and in his actions. My name is Kripa Moya Das. I'm a senior priest here at Bhaktivedanta Manor Temple. And a good man is someone who he practices self-control, because only through self-control, when selfish desires arise, can he seek to be the very person that we have talked of.
No one cares about the old customs, Rama. The gods, Dharma, it's not relevant anymore.
And what is relevant? To live in luxury and ignore the needs of the people we govern?
You can't fix the whole world. Who do you think you are?
I have a duty to do what's right.
We'll talk about it on the way home. I'm taking you back.
You're going alone.
I'm not a leader. I don't know where to start.
Listen to your conscience.
I think he was portrayed and can be portrayed as this ideal noble.
Playwright Anne Ballone. She dramatised the Ramayana for Radio 4.
And people could take that away from reading the Ramayana, that there's this noble, sort of almost godlike figure, you know. But on my reading and my interpretation, I really felt he was conflicted. He had flaws, you know. This love story, the Rama and Sita, they see each other, they fall instantly in love. Sita wants to marry him or she'll kill herself. Then as that love, it almost seems like nothing can break it, nothing can tarnish it, nothing can affect it. But Rama then, after her kidnapped by Ravan, this, you know, the demon, or in my adaptation, he's a general, he's a sort of warlord. Rama can't accept that his wife is untarnished. You know, he's sort of eaten away by suspicion, by doubt, and he banishes her, you know. And I think he banishes someone who's given everything for him. And I think that idea that the pedestal he puts his wife on is almost an unrealistic one.
Lakshmana was fierce in riposte again. Are we not born noble to set limits? Rama replied. A man's character, founded on fidelity and in debate with empathy, shows if he is low grade or if he is truly high grade, never the marble or straw under which he is born. Rama ran his fingers through Lakshmana's long hair, but the latter remained brow knitted, saying, "Why would you be a flame doused by a splash?" Rama replied, "One fine thought makes more light than bare fire."
There's a fourth level. This is the personality of Godhead descending as an avatar into the material world and actually displaying the pastimes of love that exist between God and his devotees.
I think this is what's so magnificent in terms of the poet's visions. My name is Jatinder Verma. I'm the artistic director of Tara Arts. I remember my mother telling me the story and me getting kind of completely captivated by the story. this is happening at the same time as me reacting to her religiosity. So I was not too keen. I found all that sort of piety just too much for me, as it would be for a kid.
It's really interesting because when I was looking at doing the music in terms of sort of character analysis, that whole thing about being dutiful and obeying commands is almost a bit robotic and machine-like. I mean, he very gladly accepts banishment as much as gladly as he would have accepted the throne. So he's constantly sort of following orders and doing what he's told to do.
Do you think that's why the story survived? Because I like your point. It's very interesting about he follows commands, he follows instructions. Mm. Indian parents wanting their children to observe Rama's behaviour and emulate it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's an Indian thing. Don't all parents want their children to obey them?
In a way, I grew up with the Ramayana as the very air I breathed. It was not a text. It was a kind of a treatise on life. One of the stories that my mother was very, very keen, I remember, quoting, as a lesson, as the eldest son, was not just what Rama did in terms of maintaining the promise that his father had given to his stepmother, but also a little-known story which is part of the Ramayana epic, where there's this boy whose parents are blind, and he acts as the eyes of his parents and takes them everywhere. Until the day that he goes to fetch water, and the sound that the gurgling pot makes leads to his death, because Rama's father fires an arrow in the direction of that sound and kills his boy. The parents curse Rama's father that he too will know the separation that they are knowing today when their child dies. And the point for my mother was, be like that boy. Look after your parents all the time. So, I mean, very quickly, as I became a teenager, I got the sense that, yes, a lot of these stories are being engineered so that I behave in a certain way, certainly when they become older, so I look after them. I mean, that's sort of one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is that the images that came through from the stories, and most importantly, the sounds, have marked my soul. And that's kind of beyond religiosity. It's like this, there's this sort of one phrase that she would say as part of a prayer over and over again, Charon Yug Pratap Tumara, across all the four ages is your grace. I mean, just as a phrase, over the years, I've begun to recognize just how expansive that phrase is. I hear those sounds, and I know I'm somewhere else.